Support for Morning Edition on WILL comes from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 556 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. July, 561, up 2 1/4. Soft May wheat, 511, up 1/4. July, 514, down 1/4. May corn, 371 and a half, down 3 1/4. July, 379 and 3/4, down 3. December, 397, down 3. July is 16, 420, down 1. May soybeans, 963 and 3/4, down 1 1/4. July, 968 and a half, down 1 1/4. November, 948, down 2 3/4. May soybean meal, 320.30, down 50. May soybean oil is up a penny at 30.64. April live cattle, 157.12 and a half, up 55. March feeders, 214, down 25. April lean hogs, 59.07 and a half. And they're down 162 and a half. The May is down 180. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, CGB Enterprises. He is out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I suppose that that we need to address the dollar at least somewhat today, because it, in the last couple of days, it has been fairly volatile with a lot of yo-yoing. And it is hard now to kind of get a handle on whether or not we're going to try another assault on the 100 level or not.
Well, that seems to be the main focus. I mean, the strength in the dollar that we've seen, especially probably more so since the start of the year, has kind of been front and center in the commodity world as a deflationary influence. As the dollar strengthens, then it takes less dollars to buy a bushel of corn, a bushel of beans, or a barrel of oil. And the Fed is kind of got themselves in a box. They really don't know what to do at this point. We've been at 0% for so long, and if they begin to raise interest rates, the stock market will crash severely, because everybody will be wanting to bail out of equities and get their portfolio into cash to take advantage of maybe higher interest rates that will come at some point in time. And then if they don't strengthen or raise the interest rates, then inflation could just really raise its ugly head at some point in time, and things are out of control. So we're getting mixed signals out of the Fed. The dollar value is, like you said, has got a little volatile the last couple of days. And volatility, for the most part, is not good for a bull market. So it may be signaling that the dollar has maybe did its thing for now. I mean, the dollar has been basically up since last June, so it's not a new bull market. It's actually a mature bull market. And if the dollar is ripe for some kind of correctional decline, then that would maybe stir up a short covering rally in the commodity world. How much and how long it lasts will probably depend. But I think it's got at least traders anxious anyway, because of yesterday's short covering rally when the dollar did move sharply lower.
And because of that dollar movement, the last day or two in the grains, and technically speaking, also a little bit tough to read.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you would have to view initially yesterday's action as generally constructive toward a recovery rally of some kind. And then, of course, the dollar did show some weakness in the overnight, so we started sharply higher in the commodities in the overnight session. But then the dollar began to claw its way back and erase some of yesterday's losses, and now that has kind of put the grain complex back on the defensive, and that's kind of why we're down a couple pennies on corn and a couple pennies or so on beans. Wheat is finding a little strength from the fact that farmers are reporting maybe a little more winter kill in the hard red winter wheat areas than what they were expecting. So that's kind of providing some underlying support to the wheat market here today. Weekly export sales were kind of so-so. I would have to say they were generally supportive, I think, in the soybeans. But at this point in time, it's hard to get a bullish export sales out of beans because we have stiff competition from South America.
So I think maybe the market mover between now and, say, next Tuesday, Wednesday, might be dressing up accounts in anticipation of end-of-the-month reports?
Well, and we're also going to be looking at end of the quarter. So when you get it, when you get an end of the month, end of the quarter, in that window, it's you know, you get a lot of profit taking, printing the profits, and of course, if anybody's been trading the month of March, you've been ahead if you've been on the short side. So then that means that there would maybe be a short covering bounce in here at some point in time. That would give us an end-of-the-month rally into the report. Then, you know, it's what USJ basically tells us. And I think probably most important is basically what the spring weather pattern is come April 1. I mean, our guys out in the field actually working. Is spring going to break early? It has given us some early signs that it's wanting to break early, but we don't know for sure. To get a good commodity rally going, I think this year it's going to be supply driven, and supply driven means it's going to have to be a weather issue to really get much bang to the upside in commodities. Otherwise, it's going to be kind of a flat. If we get off to an early planting, I think Chicago will have the mentality that we're off to another record crop, and that would put that could put some downward pressure on commodities. The thing that's tricky is that when you start trading or pressing the short side when prices are below cost of production, it's somewhat similar to when it back in the older days, I guess, when we were trading below loan rate. You don't necessarily know what is happening, so you got to run some pretty tight stops, and I think that's maybe what we saw yesterday is those stops were tightened up, and all of a sudden when the rally started, it just kicked in, and we saw some short covering.
So would that promote an idea that even with a good start that the market might drift lower but not at the rate that you might think it would?
That's what I would think, because when you get prices at cost reduction or below, there's no incentive, really, to plant every inch of ground. There's an incentive to maybe cut back on fertilizer, or cut back on this, cut back on that, and then that begins to maybe take off of a possible trend line type yield. We may fall below a trend line yield. So when you get prices like this with no margin, no profit, maybe even a negative return, we may end up with a smaller acreage base than what the trade's thinking. So that is something to think about as you go down the road. But it's still going to be weather driven. You know, the pattern has been to be kind of drier in the west, wetter in the east, cooler in the east. Maybe the west could begin to start warming up a little bit. The drought monitor is showing pockets of dry weather concerns or potential concerns as we go down the road. So my guess is that we'll have some interesting twists and turns over the next few months. And probably give farmers better pricing opportunities than what they've maybe experienced so far this year.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. May corn, 371.5 down 3.25. July, 379.75 down 3. December, 3.97 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. May beans, 9.63 and a half, down 1 1/2. July, 9.68 and a half, down 1 1/4. November, 9.48, down 2 3/4. May soybean meal, 3.20.30, now 20, down, and it's down 60. May soybean oil, 3068, up 5 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.